5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this hump day, Wednesday, February 7th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got that in for the podcast. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Lots of text messages coming in during that interview and after, during the break here with Dr. Rob Steele. I'm going to reach out to Pastor Ralph Rebant and see if I can get him scheduled for the show tomorrow, same time slot, see if we can get him on to be with us. And then I'm going to reach out to Bernadette Smith and reach out to her to see if she can come on at 11:30 to 11:48 tomorrow in the third hour. I have already endorsed Bernadette Smith, and it's going to be very clear and obvious from 11:04 to 11:30 when I conduct my interview with Hema Kolanegridi for RNC, who voted to remove Christina Caramo from being the chair of the Michigan Republican Party. She's currently, I believe, the district chair for District 6. And from reports I'm getting from people that live in that district, they are not happy with Hema. So we're going to have a very professional, I'll be respectful, I'll be courteous, but I've got some questions for Hema, and I want her to answer them on the radio. I'm not going to allow any spinning. I'm not going to tolerate any BS grandstanding. I'm going to ask a question. I expect the answer, and I want the truth. Am I biased? You bet I am. Because I believe that Christina Caramo was elected, duly elected, by the precinct delegates February 18th of 2023 to be the chair of this party. And immediately, the losers started attacking her. And the losers, like Matt DiPerno, Scott Greenlee, J.D. Glasser, went on the attack. And who did they go to? The liberal media. Not going to mention any names, but there was a certain morning talk show host that made comments that I didn't agree with, that Vicky, the owner of this radio station, didn't agree with. There were stories, front page stories on the Communist Detroit News by Communist Craig Mauger, allegedly a news reporter, attacking Christina, attacking the decision that the Patriots precinct delegates, by choosing and electing her to be chair of this party, wanted to change. I have a very simple question. Very simple question. For Hema and others. Going along, getting along, using the exact same tactics and mode of operandi that has been in place in the Michigan Republican Party for as long as I've been actively involved, going back to 2010, 14 years. Solanusis, Bobby Shostak, Ron Weiser, Laura Cox, Ron Weiser. What good has it done for us to operate with the Good Old Boys Network, raising millions and millions of dollars and wasting it, not getting the best value for the donated dollars they so are blessed to have? 800,000 on booze, for the Michigan Republican Party at its conventions, its leadership conference on Mackinac Island. I was there on Friday night, folks, September 22nd of 2023. I did my show from the green room in the Grand Hotel that Friday. I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. Do you know I was the only radio show that was in the green room on Friday, September 22nd? Christina Cramo and the Republican Party rented out the green room, top of the stairs, before you go into the theater. You walk up a flight of stairs, then there's a landing. If you make a right and go down that hallway to the right, on the right side is the green room. You have to climb more stairs and get up to the entrance to the main theater of the Grand Hotel. I was the only show there. Christina Caramo that morning was being interviewed by Justin Barclay, our good patriot brother from Wood Radio and the Superstation 910 in Southfield. He was interviewing her out in the hallway of the theater, 8 o'clock in the morning when I got there to set up for 9 o'clock. They were live on the radio, so I just nodded my head and waved at both Justin and Christina. I went into the green room. I was the only person there. There was 40 tables there. Two green chairs at every table. 40 tables, 80 chairs, and I was alone. Michael Patrick Shields, the morning show guy, he wasn't there. Steve Gruber, his show in the morning from 6 to 9, he wasn't there. Vic McCarty, WMKT, nobody else was in the green room. I had it to myself. And I was actually kind of ticked off because I was echoing in the room, this large high-ceiling room with nobody else in there talking. I was echoing into my mic. I had to make adjustments on this microphone not to echo. Got done with the show at noon. Christina finished up my last half hour. I went to the buffet, went out that afternoon and sat on the porch and looked at the beautiful Straits of Mackinac, Round Island Lighthouse, and the bridge, the Mighty Mac. And everybody kept coming up to me and going, Chucker, where's the porch party that the 1st Congressional District is supposed to be hosting? Why? Because the Grand Hotel, Mackinac Island, is in the 1st District. It's our district. And historically, every single 2 years, every biennial leadership conference held at the Grand Hotel, going back for decades, the 1st Congressional District and its congressmen would together, collectively, throw a porch party. That's what they call it. And the 1st Congressional District Executive Committee would pay for the booze. Well, it was decided by basically three people. The chair of the 1st Congressional District, Sue Aller, the treasurer, Michelle McManus, and Melanie Greenfield and a few others, not to pay for the porch party. Why? Because Christina Cramo's the chair. I can guarantee you, I can absolutely, without beyond a shadow of a doubt, absolutely guarantee to you right now on this microphone that had Matt DiPerno or J.D. Glasser or Scott Greenlee been the chair of the party, there would have been a porch party. Congressman Jack Bergman would have covered part of the cost like he's done years past. The 1st Congressional District would have voted to pay for it. There would have been booze flowing with the waiters and the bartenders on the porch of the Grand Hotel. How do I know this? Because I have consumed in previous years those adult beverages on the porch of the Grand Hotel on Friday night, the opening night, as everybody's coming up to the Grand Hotel to get registered, to get checked in, to get your credentials, your little lanyard with your little badge hanging thing on it around your neck. You check into your hotel room and you come out on the porch and you have a party. Music's playing. The booze is flowing. Well, it didn't happen on Friday, September 22nd, 2023. No money was spent on booze. The election, non-election year of 2021, under Ron Weiser, their bar tab was 800 grand. Just a little short of $1 million was spent on booze. Non-election year of 2023 under Christina Caramo, zero. Not one dime spent on booze by the state party. And up here in the first, when we were on the porch, the first congressional district, they didn't spend it either. Not to be fiscally responsible with the hard-earned dollars raised by the first congressional district, which, by the way, in 2023, I was a big part of helping them raise as much money as they did. You may remember, we promoted, we advertised, they paid for commercials, and I gave live mentions of every single fundraising event the first congressional district did in 2023. Every single one. Remember their online auction of donated items that they did a really great job? Melanie Greenfield and others did a great job of getting all those packages for us to bid on. I bid on them. You bid on them. They raised the money. Their sunset boat ride, all of it we promoted and helped them raise money. I think the most money they've ever raised in the first Congressional District Executive Committee. Ever. But then Christina Caramo was the chair, and they didn't like it. She's been fighting a war, folks, on every front. Articles in the newspaper, she can't raise money. They only have $1 million in the bank. Blah, 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 blah. She's doing things differently because the definition of insanity is keep doing what you've been doing and expecting different results. Well, we haven't won in the last few election cycles, doing it your way. Now there's time for a new way of doing it, and that's what she's going to continue to do, whether you guys like it or not. Final segment of hour number two. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriots Relief, MyPillow.com.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Christine Gray wanted to mention we're trying to fix that problem. If you go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, you click on podcasts. The list of each half hour is there, or shortly after the show, the system will update the podcast list. When you click on it on computers, this is not the case on cell phones, but on computers, you have to scroll down to about middle of the page to find the dang play button. I'm going to talk to Jonathan, get this fixed. I'm sick and tired of this problem. It's going to get fixed. But do it on your cell phone. Go to yourdefendingfathers.com's website, click on podcast. Pick the half hour. For example, if you want to hear hour two, segment one with Dr. Rob Steele, it'll be today's date, 2024. It'll say February 7th. It'll be hour two, segment one. It's going to be Dr. Rob Steele. I'm sending it to him after the show at 12 noon today. He's going to post it on his campaign for RNC committee man, as well as his social media pages. This interview will go viral to help Dr. Rob Steele get reelected as our RNC man. Ralph Rebrandt has some questions to answer me in front of all of you, our radio family, hopefully tomorrow's show. We'll see if Ralph comes on my show. I've got questions, tough questions for him, just like I'm going to have for Hema Kola Negrete, 6th Congressional District Chair, who voted to remove Christina Caramo. She's coming on in the next half hour from 11 to 11:30. We're going to get the problem fixed, Christine, I promise. Now, I got another listener down in Traverse City, good patriot brother down there. Good job just now explaining all that that happened at the Mackinac Leadership Conference at the Grand Hotel. At the time of the porch party decision, I was unaware of the three other officers being anti-Caramo. I thought the problem was Congressman Jack Bergman in that he didn't want to pay for the porch party because of Christina Caramo being the chair. He would not talk to us, and he wouldn't get us any donors to help pay for it. Now I know. He also added, I love Melanie Greenfield. She's a hard worker. She just chose the wrong person to follow listening to J.D. Glasser. Absolutely agree with you 100%. Love Mel to death. But being a paid staffer for Matt DiPerno, his run for chair, and then aligning with J.D. Glasser, sorry, Mel. Tried to warn you. You didn't want to listen. You're on your own. Love you to death. Love your husband. Love your True North Patriots group. Love everything you guys are doing. But you got into bed with the wrong people on this one. My personal opinion. You're entitled to follow the Pied Piper of your own choosing. So am I. May the best man win. Now, one thing you have to understand. You have to understand this, folks. We are at political war. This is an all-out civil war within the Republican Party. And you know what triggered it? Christina Caramo getting elected to be chair. I'll say it till my dying breath. Christina Caramo was the first black woman, Christian conservative, to get elected to run the good old boys club known as the Michigan Republican Party. She said boldly, there's a new sheriff in town. We're going to do things differently. Again, what good did it do us to raise all those millions of dollars in 18 when we got Gretchen Whitmer elected governor of the state of Michigan, Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, Dana Nessel, the Attorney General? What good did it do us to raise all those millions of dollars and then lose to those Democrats in November of 2018? Under Ron Weiser, what good did it do us to raise all those millions of dollars, mostly by his donations, to hire John Yab as the political consultant for the party and to spend $800,000 on booze and do all the things that we always do and then had Biden sit in the Oval Office? What good did it do for us in 2022 when they took back the House and the State Senate and reelected Whitmer, Nessel, and Benson? What good did it do us? Well, Christina Caramo and her fellow patriots are doing things differently, and the establishment rhinos do not like it. I cannot wait to be in Detroit on March 2nd. I cannot wait to be part of it and to be able to then give you a field report on Monday when I get back on this microphone after that convention. Monday, March 4th show, folks, you're going to want to listen. Hima Kola Negrete for RNC Chairwoman on in the next half hour. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE and G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE and G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big